Know Your Place. Yes, it's time to Know Your Place, which for the next half hour is alongside Avis Bunnage, James Taylor, John Glover, and as Worthing Court's odd couple, Roy de Treece and Patricia Hayes. At Worthing Court, Bloomsbury, caretaker Ramsay Potts and cleaner Elspeth Spurgeon have a long-standing arrangement. He works long hours while she stands around. But today there seems to be something wrong.
What's up with you, Els? You look like the underneath of crackling.
My flat.
Hey?
My new flat.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Looking forward to the move, eh? Well, yes, you would be, from what you said about it. I mean, two toilets? Sounds like paradise. But what about your new flat?
I've lost it, Ram.
Have you? Well, the address must be written down somewhere.
I mean, I won't be moving. The man who was moving out, he was going to Australia, and now he's heard that they've put his pointer in quarantine, so he won't go.
Oh, that's a turn-up, isn't it?
Wonderful, the affection he's got for that dog. I'd like to throw it in the river with a lamppost round its neck.
Never mind, Els. At least you're leaving your old flat. Talk about pokey. Sneeze, and they bring out a hanky next door. Buy a French loaf, and you have to bring it in through the window. Terrible. So the council's finding you another place.
No, Ram, they're not.
Oh, well, of course, I can see the advantage of staying where you are. Easy to clean.
I can't stay where I am. I'll give notice and there's someone moving in next week. A Mr. Umbala. Yes, they can't put him off because his boat comes in Saturday from Dublin.
Mr. Umbala from Dublin?
Yes, that's what they said. I've got to have the flat stripped down to the condensation by Friday. Ram, I'm homeless.
Well, won't they rehouse you?
Eventually, but there's nowhere free for months. They've offered me a temporary kip in the Wharfside Home for Needful Women.
The Wharfside Home? You can't go there. They were going to pull it down and build a slum. Look, forget your cleaning for a bit. Look, come into my flat and sit down and have a cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, Ram.
We've got to think this out together. Now, where can we find you to live?
I did wonder.
Yeah?
But, oh, no, I don't like to ask.
No, go on. Anything else. I'm here to help. Anything I can do.
Well, I wondered if I could stay here in your flat.
Yeah, well, see, the Wharfside Home for Needful Women, you needn't dismiss it out of hand. I mean, they brighten it up a lot. Well, except when the tide comes in. Why, do you know, there's women batter themselves just to get in. Nice little suite there.
Sweet? It's one bed and a knocker.
Well, it may not be a palace, but it's very handy for Woolwich Ferry. If it was me, I'd be glad to go.
Right.
See, I'd love to have you here, but it's against the rules. This is a company flat. Goes with being caretaker.
Potts?
Oh, good, here's a managing agent. Yes, Miss Nita, in here, sir.
So there you are, Potts.
Mrs. Spurgeon wanted some advice, sir.
There's a phone call for you at the desk.
All right. Well, perhaps you'd explain to Mrs. Spurgeon, sir, why she can't stay in my flat. Yes, thank you, sir.
Mrs. Spurgeon, have you been crying?
All these years I've put up with him, and now he won't put me up.
Well, I'm afraid he's right. If Potts had a woman stay the night, what would the tenants think? It's quite against company policy.
But I'm homeless.
Good Lord. Well, why didn't you come to me? As your employer, I do have some responsibility.
I never thought.
Just let me make a note.
Oh, of course. You manage hundreds of luxury flats. Why ever didn't I think? Oh, I'd be so grateful.
Here. This is the address you want.
Oh, thanks. The Wharfside Home for Needful Women.
Yes, I know the social worker in charge. I'll put in a word for you.
Half a pint of mild. No, I've had a shock to hell with it. Make it mild and bitter.
Yeah, you look like you've had a shock. Like you've been waiting for a bus, and it's come.
My sister Agatha, just rang to say she's coming to stay.
So?
Well, you've never met my sister. She's a dragon. She says if she likes it down here, she might sell her house and stay permanent. Oh. Oh, she's had a big offer, see?
But tell her you don't want her.
What? Say that to Agatha. Be like telling a rhinoceros to drink somewhere else. I told her, I said it's against the rules.
Can't argue with that, can she?
She can. Said I'm spineless and should stick up for me rights. Do you know, in the war, when she used to open her mouth, people in the next road grabbed a thermos and went down the shelters.
A great pity you're not married. I had the same trouble with my sister, always inviting herself for long weekends that lasted a fortnight. Then I married my Jasmine. Soon stopped that.
Oh, how?
Two women in the same house. Never get on if you play your cards right. I've hardly had so much as a Christmas card from her since I tied the knot.
Yeah, but I haven't got married. Dear, wait a minute. Agatha don't know that, does she? Hasn't been down here for 20 years.
Well, that's it then. Tell her she can't come because your wife won't have it.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Pass us that phone. Apart from anything else, there'd be no room for her anyway. Not with a wife in my little place. Oh, this'll take the wind out of her cabbage.
Hello!
Agatha. It's your sister, Ramsay. No, it's not. Brother. Yeah, I'm your brother. How are you, Agatha?
Same as I was when I rang you an hour ago.
Thing is, Agatha, you know, you were thinking of coming down for a bit.
Not thinking, Ramsay. I've already booked the single sex compartment.
Oh, well, there's one little thing I forgot to mention.
Yes?
See, I've got married.
Married? You?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me when I rang?
Well, I only just got the idea. I'm in here. Oh, yeah. It was very sudden, wasn't it?
So, it's that way, is it? You dirty little tyke.
Well, I'm in the registry office now.
Same again, Harry.
Oh, good. Did you hear that? Yeah, well, that was a divorcee wanting to get married again. So, there we are.
What's her name?
Who's? Oh, yeah, well, it's Mrs. Potts.
Her first name.
Quick, Harry, give us a name, will you?
Arneken?
Yeah, her name's Arneken.
What?
It's Arneken. Yeah, she's German, you see. German, that's what... I'm sorry you can't come now, but that's how it is.
Can't come? Of course I shall come. I want to see just what you've thrown yourself away on.
But there's no room. I mean, there's only the two bedrooms. Where would you sleep?
You'll be in one room with your wife, won't you?
Oh, blimey, I never thought of that.
I'll be there on Friday, as arranged, and I'll bring you a wedding present. A mangle.
No, I guess so. Now, listen, I don't want you to come down. She's coming anyway. And I told her I've got a wife.
You did?
Yeah, I did, yeah. She used to box my ears for lying. Here, wait a minute. Hang on a minute.
All I want is a room somewhere, high rise or prefab, I don't care. And Henry Cooper there, oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
Hello, Elsh.
Lovely, it'd be a ruddy miracle.
Cheered up then, have you?
Oh, yes, delirious with joy I am. Deeds has complained about me cleaning. You won't have me in your pad, and to cap it all, gin's gone up.
Yeah, I've been thinking, Elsh. I was wrong. I should let you stay in my flat. I'd like to help you.
But I don't want to be a burden. We might not get on. I leave rings round the cups.
Yeah.
I drip dry tights on the bath.
Oh,
and I'm in there for hours every morning.
Oh,
you'd be jogging up and down outside while I touched up my roots.
Oh, Lord. No, I'd like that in a flatmate.
Oh. Well, if you're sure, Rem, thanks. I'll move in Saturday.
No, it's got to be Friday. That's when she comes. My sister. She wants to meet you.
Your sister? Oh, that's nice. I hope we get on. I'll do one of me sausage tandoori.
Hello. Hello, Els. Come in.
Here. Give us a hand with these trunks, Ram.
Oh, there's enough of them. What you got there, then?
Well, the pink one's all house coats. The cabin trunk's evening wear. The tea chest is me makeup. And that big case is sundries.
Sundries?
See, I only brung the essentials. Everything else is warehouse.
Well, what's in the wicker basket?
Don't stick your hand in there. Yuck! You've upset my cat preggers.
Cat? I can't have cats here. What about me, Arthur?
It's all right. Your buggy's green. She only eats the ripe ones. If you don't want cats, I'll go up all sides. I've got the
No, come in, come in. Well, we'll have to get all this unpacked before Agatha arrives. Talking of Agatha, I've got something to explain.
Oh, yes?
Yes, see, I told Agatha our relationship was a bit different to what it is.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. The fact is, I told her we was, oh, God, who's that?
I'll make us a cup of Ram. I know where you keep the tea, in the packet.
All right, I'm coming.
You took your time, Ramsay.
Oh, Agatha, you're early.
Wretched trains. They've speeded them up since I was last down. Haven't you got a kiss for your sister?
Oh, God. All right. Give us your hand.
And where's Barter mine off?
Eh?
This kraut flighty piece. Father would turn in his grave. When I think of what he lost out there on the Somme, what those Germans shot off him. It might have been past its best, but it meant a lot to him and Mother.
Yeah, well...
Yeah. To think it's still out there in the Flanders mud. Unless some frogs dug it up and put it on his mantelpiece.
Well, it was only a cheap watch, wasn't it?
Where is this Heineken?
Heineken? Oh, good. Don't use that name, Agatha. Now, she's trying to forget being German, ever since she saw The Sound of Music. The name's Elsa. You can call her Else.
How did you meet her?
Over here on exchange she was, you know. Bloomsbury's twin with Dusseldorf. Come through to the parlour, will you?
What's all these bags?
Oh, they're hers. See, we just got back off our honeymoon. Of course, we expected to be on our own, you know, but we're delighted to see you. I mean, don't think you're playing gooseberry.
Was that the Avon lady, Ram? It sounded like her ring. Oh, hello, dear.
Else, my sister Agatha.
Oh, I can see which of you ate most of the dripping.
I beg your pardon.
No offence, dear. I have brewed. Now you're here, Ag, I'll put another bag in.
Do you like her, Agatha?
You say she's German? Sounded like Bethnal Green to me.
Yeah, well, they're very similar, aren't they? I mean, Bethnal Green and Dusseldorf. The war, you see. Yeah, a lot of German spies parachuted down and settled here.
Tee up, I've brung you a wagon wheel, Ag. You look like a dunker.
Don't call me Ag.
Agatha.
Miss Potts. On me way in, I happened to reach up and wipe my finger over the top of the door. It's filthy.
Is it?
Ramsay was brought up to expect better. It's your responsibility now you're here.
Well, that's news to me, but I don't mind lending a hand. After all, if it wasn't for him, I'd be on the street.
What?
I lost my flat after that business with Mr. Boswell's pointer. It was either Ramsay or go up the wharf side. I bet he never told you that.
No, he didn't.
No. He hides that side of his nature, but I'll make it up to him. There'll be no more complaints when he wants me at it with me feather duster. I'll be down on my knees.
Look, Agatha, can I offer you a sponge finger?
Here, Ram, what about the sleeping arrangements? Well, we can share a room, can't we, Abe?
Share a room with you? This isn't Hamburg, you know. I'll have my own room, thank you.
Well, I'm not sleeping in the bathroom.
You'll be sleeping with Ramsay, surely.
What?
I don't know where you got that idea, Ramsay Potts. That's not part of the arrangement.
Well, hang on, Elf.
I mean, I'm grateful you took me in, but I'm not that grateful. And I'm surprised at you, his sister. Is that how they used to carry on in your house?
Of course. Mother and father did it all the time.
Well, if I had your family, I would keep quiet about it.
You dyed-haired witch.
What?
I'll not have the names of Potts insulted by a piece of mutton dressed up as lamb.
Ooh, bigger than mutton dressed up as scrag end.
You may have navigated my family, but you're only a Potts on sufferance. I'll wig you out of it if necessary.
Married?
Look, Agatha, you got it wrong. You see, Elsie and me aren't actually married. We're just seeing first how we get on.
Not married? Oh, that I should see this day. My own brother living in sin. Ramsay, I would like to go home.
Oh, marvellous. I mean, oh, no, surely not. I'll get your bags and ring for a cab.
But it's clearly my duty to stay and see that you two are kept asunder.
Oh, good.
Now I shall have a bath. I feel soiled.
What is going on, Ram? Has she lost the wink out of her tiddly?
Else, I'll come clean. I invited you here for inferior motives. I had to pretend I was married.
Pretend you was married? Why?
I thought if I had a wife, Agatha wouldn't stay. Will you play along, Else?
Well, I don't know whether to be flattered or wrap me tote bag round your tonsils.
Well, you wouldn't want me lumbered with Agatha, would you?
No. I know she's your sister, but Ram, she belongs in a silo. Look, I'd be glad to help, but what would people say? See, I've got the rehousing man coming here tomorrow.
Coming here? Why?
Well, because this is where I'm living, isn't it? And if I'm married to you, I won't get a new council flat.
But I thought you'd got a bigger flat if you was married.
No, not if your husband's already got one, you great Nelly. Hang on, though. If he thought we was married, but this wasn't your flat, just, yeah, you know, like temporary accommodation.
Yeah. Pity we don't have kids. You could get out.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Yes, garden to put the gnomes in. Oh, Ram.
You could say Agatha was your daughter.
Thank you. But here, we could say this is her flat. Can we send her out when he comes?
Well, you play ball with me.
And I'll play with yours.
Look, Ilse, aren't you going a bit far? I mean, having your nephew round, pretending to be your son?
Not if it gets me a council house. When's Agatha leaving, Ram? The councilman's due any minute.
You can't hurry her. Not unless you're looking for an air transplant. There she is, putting on her gloves.
I'm off now.
Ta-da, Ag.
There's a chicken for dinner in the kitchen.
Oven ready, is it, Ag?
Yes, once you got the feathers off.
Enjoy yourself. Loosen your stays and stop the traffic. Thank God she won't be back till tonight.
No, I got her a seat for a film, and I know she'll love it. All about old-time dancing.
Dancing, her?
Oh, she enjoys watching dancing, yeah. Reports to the watch committee if there's anything rude. She likes to check the frocks is weighted.
That'll be the council. I'll go. And remember, let me do the talking.
Blimey, what's new?
Mrs. Spurgeon?
Oh, you must be Mr. Jones. Come in.
Well, thank you. Now, as I said in my letter, I have to look into your circumstances while your application is processed.
This is my husband, Ramsay.
Husband?
How'd you do?
You didn't say you were married. Separated, it says.
Well, I'm separated from my previous husbands, but not from this one. You must have got your lines crossed up County Hall.
Oh, you realize what this means?
What?
You are entitled to a bigger flat.
Oh. Did you hear that, Ramsay, my beloved?
What a delightful surprise, my dear.
And this is not your flat?
Tell him about the flat, Ramsay, my breadwinner.
Oh, yeah. Well, the property in question is a domed ancillary edifice of my sister who is staying with us. With whom we are staying. Unfortunately, she is out. We are housed here temporarily and only for a while.
Why, you must write this down.
Oh! Well, who can that be at the door?
I'll go, dearest.
Urgent need of enlarged dwelling.
Who is it, beloved? Oh, mercy me. It is our son, Shane. Come in, son.
Hello, Arnie.
Did you hear that, Mr. Jones, auntie? Oh, it's his eyes. He needs a clout across them and then he might recognise me next time.
Mum.
He mistook me for my sister.
The sister you are staying with?
Yes, yes, that is right.
Sorry, no, you said your sister, Mr. Spurgeon.
Oh, me? Ah, she's both our sisters. I mean, she's Elsie's sister and mine.
But surely...
Like a sister to me.
But this is your son and he resides here?
Resides? He lives here. Don't, son.
Oh, yeah. I'd never leave you and Dad, Auntie.
Oh. Lovely. You sit down, Shane. Take the feet out of your mouth. Now, you were saying, Mr. Jones...
In the family unit, you're entitled to a self-ward dwelling.
Oh, that's nice. Of course, I'd rather have a house. Now what? I'll go.
In any case, Mr. Spurgeon, you can't stay here.
Why, what's wrong with it?
Well, it's a slum, isn't it? Strictly speaking, rather than leave you here, I should find you emergency accommodation.
Ramsay Potts?
Oh, God.
That woman's water. Sending me to a film like that.
Ram, what was the film you sent her to?
Well, I told you, a film about old-time dancing. Brought back by popular request, it said. Tango... Last tango to somewhere, I don't know.
Thank heavens I saw the poster before I went in. Who are you?
You will be the head of the household.
Yes.
Well, I'm trying to help your brother and his wife.
Wife? Ramsay, you said you wasn't married.
Is
it right if I go now, Dad?
Dad?
Do you need me anymore, Mum?
Mum? Ramsay, are you married to this woman or not?
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
No.
Mrs. Spurgeon, I don't understand.
Well, I suppose we'll have to come clean. We're not married. Sorry, Mr. Jones. I suppose it's goodbye to my council place.
Oh, no. This is the 1980s. We don't make moral judgments. You and your cohabitant are still entitled as you've got a son. Makes no difference, even if he is a...
Yes, he is. And he's a stupid one. Well, thank you, Mr. Jones.
Will you be hearing from us?
Ramsay Potts, this is the limit. To think you used to blush when the wind inflated the washing. That kid must be 20. And all these years, I thought you were saving yourself till you was too old. This is a sewer of vice. I'm packing my bags and going home this instant.
Ram, it's come. A letter from the council. I won't be imposing on you much longer.
Oh, you mean no more eating your curlies in my cocoa saucepan?
Listen, Although unable to provide a council house,
yeah,
we can offer you a purpose-built dwelling unit in Hackney. Oh, that's nice. That's where my old flat was.
Yeah, well, you always said you liked the air there.
This well-appointed unit is near amenities. Oh, Ram, amenities. I've never had them before. It's convenient for local refuse facilities. It sounds marvellous.
Yes. What's the address?
21D Pye Lane. Yeah, this is my old flat. This has fallen vacant as the tenant finds it too small.
Oh, blooming cheek.
For the moment, therefore, we shall be moving Mr. Spurgeon and your son to... Oh, no, Ray.
Let me see that. We shall be moving Mr. Spurgeon and your son to the Wharfside Home for Needful Men. Oh, God, blimey. All your fault, isn't it? You let me into it. I'll try to help you out. I've been talking to you.
Roy Dutrice and Patricia Hayes have been urging you to know your place with the help of James Taylor, John Glover and Avis Bunnage as Agatha. The programme was written by Andrew Palmer and Nell Brennan and produced by Edward Taylor.
Minded him knowing, you know.
Well, I would.